Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Tolos, where are you? And the Upset Picks Challenge standings. Oh boy, I continue to go the opposite direction. I continue to drop. Not good news, but it is what it is. I've got to do better. I've just not, I don't know. I guess I've been snake bit. Texter says the Packers did the same poison pill when they traded Brett Favre so he couldn't play for Minnesota. That's interesting, Texter, and appreciate that because now that you say that, I do remember there being some sort of clause in there. So the poison pills have happened before. You just don't hear about them that often, right? Welcome into Wire to Wire. I'm Cole Bryson. Diesel is under the weather today. He will be back hopefully very, very soon. Not feeling the best, so resting up and getting to feeling better is the D. But we've got upset pick standings. We've got high school football playoffs round one to get to. And where are you Tolos in these upset picks challenge standings? We'll have Grayson Mann, TigerNet.com, joining us in, let's see, 20 minutes or so right here on the show. All right, if you go to thefanupstate.com on Facebook or Twitter, you can see those standings. I just posted them during the commercial break, and I will pull them up. And let's see who's at the top of this thing, who's leading the way when it comes to the Upset Picks Challenge. Now, congratulations to Dave Mosley, who still leads the way with 79.5 points. I will say, before we get to the rest of the leaderboard, a couple of notes from Dan B. There was one newbie to the game this week, 7 new on the board, which is good. Madcraft finally, how about that, Madcraft finally getting on the board. 3 huge picks with Cal, 1 up to the top 3, and the other jumped 49 spots. The third was Bubba Brooks, now on the board. Let's see, I believe Bubba Brooks, if you are listening, Dan B is going to update the graphic. I believe that was the only thing we forgot to get on there. But a lot of new Tolos on the board. Dave Mosley leading the Upset Picks Challenge, 79.5 points. USC Justin at second with 66 points. Canes Transplant, 51 points. He's in third with Gamecock Tim. FU Ashley, that is Diesel's wife. She has 46 points and is sitting in fifth place. The rest of the top 15, Puppy Monkey Baby, Leprechaun Lyman, Dewey. Dewey has 39 points. I don't know how. Nasty, 38.5 points. RJ sitting in 10th place with 38 points. Percy also tied for 10th with 38 points. Coach AJ at 12. Kevin Bugs, Frank Wagner, Keith and TR, Jacob and Spartanburg, Trey in Kentucky, Bo from Greer, Clemson 83, Hoosier Daddy, and very upsetting. That rounds out the top 20. When it comes to, oh, look, by the way, shout out Dan B. Dan B has moved all the way up to 27th spot with 27.5 points. Kane also right there, 27 spots as well. Congrats on that, Kane. But when it comes to me and Diesel, we are really, really struggling. I've fallen all the way back to 78th place now with 12 points. So I've got to figure out what to do just to end. I'm going to be like Dabo and just try to finish strong, I guess. That's all I'm going to do. Diesel has fallen to 119th. In danger, in danger of falling off the board, Diesel has 1.5 points. Just 1.5 points. So we'll see if Diesel can get it back together. But Tolos, the upset picks standings are online at thefanupstate.com. If you want to see where you are, let us know. I know some of you Tolos don't have Facebook and Twitter. If you don't, call in or text in, and I'll find your name on the list. let you know where you stand in the standings. Welcome into Wire to Wire, though, Tolos. If you just tuned in, Cole Bryson with you. Diesel again under the weather. He'll be back hopefully very soon. We've got a loaded show to get to. Grayson Mann coming up in the next segment. Also, Overreaction Monday at 5 o'clock right here on The Fan Upstate. Nate Garner, the head football coach of the North Greenville Trailblazers, joining the show at 5:22. A short show today, only 3 hours compared to normal, which is 4 hours due to the Furman pregame show at 6 o'clock tonight. Dan Scott will join me at 5:45 to look at to take a quick look at Furman basketball and what they've done this season. But I want to get to a little high school football in this segment as high school football round one of the playoffs in the books on Friday night. I know a lot of you Tolos follow along very closely with your high school teams. Let me know if you have any questions regarding who stands where in the playoffs and what round two looks like. The Hub City Spartanburgers text line is open at 844-326-3663. Some scores locally, though, from Friday night, Boiling Springs defeats Malden 16-14. Rock Hill defeats Spring Valley 47-0. Locally, Spartanburg defeats J.L. Mann 45-3. Gaffney defeats Eastside 28-10. Also, do want to say thoughts and prayers with Lucas Tankersley of Eastside, man. A tremendous talent, running back, also plays on the defense for Eastside as well. Unfortunately, he went down with a pretty bad injury and had to be taken off in an ambulance on Friday night. So hopefully he's okay. And he was also a really good wrestler for Eastside over there at Eastside High School. So hate to hear that. But Gaffney gets a first-round playoff win, 28-10 over Eastside. Greenville, how about the Red Raiders, Scoot Watson? Those guys get a 42-35 win over Nation Ford. Hillcrest defeats Riverside 35-14, a big night for the Rams. South Point got a win 63-13 over Buford. Fountain Inn, man, what a season they had. Brett Nichols and those guys did such a good job, but their season came to an end on Friday. Just fell short to Emerald 44-36 in another instant classic. That was a rematch from just a few weeks ago, so hate to see that for Fountain Inn, but Emerald's a very good football team. Seneca defeated Lancaster 28-21. Daniel defeated Dreer 14-10, a really close game there. Dreer lost to Daniel Greer. The Greer Yellow Jackets lost to Camden on Friday night. Their season comes to an end. 38-20 was the final score there. Westside defeats Pickens 49-21. Wren defeated Blue Ridge Friday 42-28. Powdersville with a big 66-0 win over Carolina on Friday. Pendleton defeated Broome 24-21. Crescent defeated Union County 50-14. 14, rather. And by the way, some big news out of Union County today with Quinnen Isom, the head football coach of the Union County Yellow Jackets, the former coach. Union County announced that they are parting ways with Quinnen Isom. So Union County looking for a new football coach. Mountain View Prep over in Spartanburg got a 28-27 win over St. Joe's. That game was actually at St. Joe's. Woodruff defeated West Oak 49-7. Christchurch, shout out to Quinn Hatfield and those guys, 47-7 win over Wahala. Belton Honeyapath got a big 56-7 win over Palmetto. Southside Christian took down Chapman in a game that was not close at all, 55-15, a big win for Southside Christian. Let's see, locally, I believe that's about it. Chesney did fall. Their season comes to an end. Fairfield Central defeats Chesney Friday 50-21. Some high school football scores from around the area. Also, Tolos, if you want to know where your team is playing in the second round matchups, the brackets are out. I'll have this Friday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Friday's matchups on the fanupstate.com here coming shortly. And you'll be able to see all of the matchups this Friday on the fanupstate.com. But Tolos want to hear from you at 844-326-3663. 98 of you Tolos watching the show on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. I want to get to this Brian Daboll news eventually, but we, you know what? We can go ahead and get to it. They're talking about it a lot on the big networks today, and I don't know if you NFL fans out there, you NFL Tolos out there, pay much attention to the New York Giants. I'm sure we have a few New York Giant fans in the audience, but Brian Daboll getting fired is interesting because, you know, it felt like a few weeks ago that organization was turning a new page, right, with Jackson Dart becoming the starter, providing a little bit of a spark to that offense, and then Cam Scatabo coming in. Obviously, the terrible injury that he suffered, his season ends. But I'll tell you what, man, I think Brian Daboll was in a situation where he knew he was going to get canned. He knew it wasn't going to end well, but he just felt like he had to do something to mix things up. Russell Wilson came out in 2025 as the starter for the New York Giants. That lasted, what, a few games, and then Jackson Dart comes in. I think Jackson Dart, like you saw the connection and the relationship between Brian Daboll and Jackson Dart. I do think there was a lot of authenticity there between those guys, and I do truly believe Brian Daboll felt like Jackson Dart gave them the best opportunity to succeed. However, in the NFL, what we've learned is, and what we've known for a long time, is it takes more than just a quarterback. The New York Giants still have some tremendous issues as a whole with their organization. So, ultimately, throwing Jackson Dart out there wasn't the ultimate fix. Throwing Cam Scatabo out there wasn't the ultimate fix. Now, they were better with Jackson Dart and Cam Scatabo because you saw the connection those two were starting to build and starting to form. But ultimately, when Cam goes down, they don't have that bullish threat, if you will, and Jackson Dart's still good. But, man, them blowing that lead yesterday, I mean, that was really embarrassing. And they had a nice lead, and for them to blow it in the way they did, Brian Daboll, I said on these airwaves back before the season started that I believed Brian Daboll would be fired midseason. And here we are on the 10th day of November, Brian Daboll has been fired. And the New York Giants yesterday, after that loss to the Bears, 24-20, On the flip side, how about Caleb Williams? Do we all owe Caleb Williams an apology? I mean, Caleb Williams, 6-3 with the Chicago Bears this season. They're 3-1 at home. I don't know, but we might be to the point now where we do owe Caleb Williams an apology just because he's different. He's not the normal cut of a quarterback, right? When you hear him talk and you see how he, you know, carries himself, you don't think, oh, standard NFL quarterback. But guess what? I think we all owe Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears an apology. Now, did getting Ben Johnson tremendously help that franchise and organization? Sure. Ben Johnson's been incredible. I think that was a home run hire, stealing him away from Detroit. But ultimately, I mean, this is a Bears team now that from the ashes is now 6-3. They're 3-1 at home. And with the parity this year in the NFL, it just seems like, man, this Chicago Bears team's not too bad, right? I mean, you look at other teams who are supposed to be all that. The Chicago Bears certainly seem to be in a good spot. Look at the Buffalo Bills yesterday. The Buffalo Bills came in, what, 6-2? Playing a 2-7 horrible Dolphins team. A Dolphins team, by the way, that has a false start on the very first play of scrimmage. And you lose to that team. You went 3 scoreless quarters. That's pathetic. Now, the Bills did try to make it close in the fourth quarter. They scored 13, but the Dolphins scored 14. Dolphins beat the Bills yesterday 30-13. A very pathetic performance from the Miami Dolphins. So, my point being, I think we do owe Caleb Williams a little bit of an apology. I also think the Bears, with Ben Johnson, have shown us that going back to that point with the Giants and Jackson Dart, I think this is a good reminder that you need more than just a good quarterback in the NFL. And look, Caleb Williams has been good. He's been really good, but he needed more than that. How many times on this show, how many times have we talked about when it comes to a quarterback in the NFL, the landing spot, the destination, the environment that they're in meaning so much? And how many quarterbacks' careers are wasted because they don't find themselves in the right spot? I still don't believe Trevor Lawrence is in the right spot. I still don't know if Trevor Lawrence has the right head coach in Liam Cohen. But what you do see is you see a guy in Caleb Williams who's with that franchise, with that organization for a couple of years, and a guy in Ben Johnson who's with the Detroit Lions who is competing for a Super Bowl says, huh, not only can I have my first head job, he says, huh, I see something with that guy. I see something with that guy in Caleb Williams. And I think this just goes to show you need a lot more than just a head coach. You need a lot more than just a quarterback. Obviously, everybody else, there are more pieces to the puzzle that go into this formula. But Ben Johnson leaving Detroit to bring Chicago from the ashes, a horrible Chicago team, by the way, who's now 6-3 with Caleb Williams. I just think it goes to show, you give a guy like Jackson Dart the right head coach, you give a guy like Trevor Lawrence the right head coach, and who knows, maybe him and Liam Cohen still pan out. I don't know. Maybe they do. I don't see it. But you give a quarterback who does have the intangibles and does have the talent the right head coach, and look what can happen. Look what can happen. Look at the Indianapolis Colts, man. Which, by the way, was a fantastic game on Sunday. The Falcons led for the majority of that football game, and the Colts came back to win 31-25. Kane on the YouTube stream says, Chicago is owed nothing but BTA and defeat. Go Lions. Kane, I know that's probably a little bit of a sour pill for you to swallow, being that your offensive coordinator left for Chicago. But, man, telling you, that's still impressive in his first season. And I'm not saying they're going to go win the state, win the Super Bowl. I'm not saying that. But when you look at what they've done in such a short time, it just does make you think, man, how important is it for these young quarterbacks to be in the right spot? How important is it for these young quarterbacks to land in the very right spot with the very perfect coach? It's hard. It's hard to do. It's hard to draft well. But, man, you see this situation, and it goes back to my point. I think we all owe Caleb Williams an apology because pretty much everybody was throwing dirt on that guy, right? And look what he's done now that he's in the right situation. He's got the right head coach in Ben Johnson, and who would have thought that that would be possible in Chicago? And, Kane, I know you're joking about it, but my goodness, man, who would have thought in Chicago of all places, you're talking about a 6-3 Bears team, because Ben Johnson saw Caleb Williams and said, I like what I see in that guy. I think I can make something of that situation. And boy, did he. Boy, did he. All right, we've got to run to a break. We've got to talk Clemson. Grayson Mann, TigerNet.com, joins the show every Monday at 4:22. We'll talk to Grayson next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.